this person way, in talking, I don't think you would call a person that's your friend a fool. I say did something stupid. And maybe someone that you don't know, you see them do something foolish and say, well, he's a fool. Or if you get really mad at someone, aggravated, you know. And I don't think if it's a real close associate, you know, associated person that you would call them. I more or less call somebody on stupid on TV a fool. I mean, you know, it does something foolish.
Yeah. Right. Okay. How about a person who never spends a cent?
He's a tightwad.
Okay. And
a miser.
All right. How about
Scrooge?
Yeah. Okay. Have you the word common? Okay.
Common.
Yeah. Does that, if someone were to come up and said you're common, would that be an insult?
I would think it would be all according to where I was and what I was doing.
All right. Well, now, what,
if I was calm, then more or less I'd be like all the other people around me.
Okay.
You know. And if I don't think, if I think they were all right, then it wouldn't be an insult. But if I think, you know, for certain, let's put this way, a few people come in here and they had to say I was calm and like that person, I would take it as an insult.
But if you heard someone say that girl is very calm, would that mean
anything? Well, it's more or less like, there's so many other people around her that they see that's just like her. Or you think like a common person in Key West, a common Key West is supposed to be easygoing, friendly. You know, they'll help you out if they can, you know, once they get to know you. So that's more or less commonly expected of a Key Wester.
Okay. But a common person is just, like you say, I'm a common man. You know,
yeah.
There's nothing.
No, because, let's put it this way. If a person comes out like that, and then they throw in, well, yeah, compared to Burt Reynolds, he's common, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can think of other men that's better looking.
Let's see, I'm going to have to back up here a little bit. What the thing up there in, I'm trying to skip around those. Let's see, we've got that. How about now? If your dishes are all dirty, you say you have to do what to them?
Wash them.
Okay. And what do you call a cloth that looks something like that you might wash them with?
Washcloth.
Okay. You ever call it?
Dishcloth.
Okay. And when they're all soapy.
Sudsy. Full of suds.
Yeah. And you put them under the water to
rinse them.
Okay. And you say, and you're talking about the young lady does what with the dishes? You know, in the act of rinsing. You say she's
rinsing them off.
How about the one of these things for drying? What would you call that?
Dishcloth. Towel. Dish towel.
Okay. And how about one of these things just like this used for your face?
Washcloth.
Okay. And one of those that you use to dry yourself?
Bath towel.
Okay. And what's the thing that the water comes out of?
Faucet.
In the kitchen. How, if it's outside, is it the same?
People can either call it a faucet or a spigot.
A spigot? Mm-hmm. Does the spigot, can you have a spigot inside?
No, I don't think people do it. They call it inside the spigot. It's generally outside. When they say I'm going up to the spigot, you know, they're out in the work and get a drink of water.
Okay. If you had a lot of back pressure in a pipe and all of a sudden it shot through and it was too much for the pipe and it went like that, you'd see the pipe.
It never happens here. What, exploded?
Or...
It's gonna flood the kitchen if it does.
Well, you know, like you know, the line that runs from here to Miami.
It burst.
Okay. How about years ago, those big wooden containers?
Barrels.
Okay. They still have those around?
I'm sure they got them.
Just curious. Do you still have a regular shipping trade that delivers things here by boat?
Yeah, they shipping stuff here. A lot of times from the Yucatan Peninsula, somebody will have a big cargo ship, you know, a big freight ship come in, unload.